Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The big story of the day, though, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, VanariaDental.com. So Hunter Biden's looking at 25 years in prison. He's looking at about $750,000 in fines and also 3 years of supervised release. But the key point of this that I'm trying to make, and I appreciate Big Al's call before, so I want to clarify something regarding a pardon. Here's what the Constitution says, Article 2, regarding the president's pardon power. He shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. All right? He shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons. So reprieves are typically when somebody gets clemency, reduced sentence, or is released early or something, but the crime is still there. Pardons, in which case the crime never happened, it never occurred, it's gone, it's just poof, goes away. Now, there's nothing in this, in what I just read you, that says, assuming the person's found guilty, or assuming the person accepts that he's guilty, or assuming the person accepts the pardon, or assuming that the person says, okay, I did it. None of that's there. So, I mean, legal scholars can debate whether or not you have to be guilty to get a pardon. Legal scholars can debate whether or not you have to admit you did it. But none of that's ever been proven, so those are all theories. The only thing is what the Constitution says. And the president shall have the power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States. It doesn't say for offenses from which a person's been found guilty of against the United States. This is why when Gerald Ford pardoned Richard Nixon, it was incredibly controversial, and it was the death knell to his already fledgling political career. But Ford's pardon of Nixon is something that will go down in history, obviously, is probably, in hindsight, the right thing to do at the time, I think. But at the time, it was, you know, political suicide for him. It was Sunday, September 8th, 1974. He addressed the nation from the Oval Office to announce a decision to, and this is the key. I'm going to read you the words here. To grant a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States, which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed. Let me say that again. This is a very important point. And this has been one of those things over the years where I've had to remind people of this because it seems so illogical. How can you pardon somebody for a crime that they may not have committed? It's a great question. How can you do that? How do you pardon somebody for a crime that hasn't been committed? And it doesn't shield them from being charged in the future for something they haven't done yet. It's past tense. So it's not a complete get out of jail free card. In other words, if Richard Nixon had 10 years later, you know, sold nuclear secrets to the Russians or something like that, then Ford's pardon would not apply. So anything he did after that date of September 8th, 1974 would be fair game. But as of September 8th, 1974, anything Nixon did or didn't do, he was good. It was over. It was over. Nothing is over. No, it's over. Presidential pardons are absolute. There's no congressional oversight. I mean, Congress could impeach a president for doing that, theoretically speaking. In other words, if the House of Representatives had felt that Ford's pardon had been too broad, they could have impeached him. And presidents cannot pardon themselves in matters of impeachment. So that could have happened. That's the only check you have on the pardon power. That's it. The only check is Congress. And perhaps if the Supreme Court of the United States comes back and says presidents can be held criminally liable for their official actions, I guess theoretically you could find a prosecutor in the future who could charge a president with pardoning somebody or giving clemency to somebody if they can find that there was a tie with the president and that person, a donor, family member. It's a road I don't think this country wants to go down because every president does it. But other than that, that's it. It's absolute. So again, I want to read that point again. He granted Richard Nixon a full, free meaning that Nixon does not have to accept the pardon. Nixon does not have to accept responsibility for his actions. Richard Nixon never had to come out and say, okay, I did it. No, it was a free pardon. It's not a conditional. It's not conditional on you saying you did it, which presidents could do. They have the power to do that. Sure, I'll pardon you, but you have to come out and give an apology and you got to let everybody know you did it. And I'll pardon you. Presidents can do that if they want to. But Ford gave Nixon a full, free, and absolute pardon. Unto Richard Nixon, for all, A-L-L, all offenses, not some, not just the big ones, not just the little ones, all offenses against the United States, which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed. Meaning that, let's say 10 years later, it's 1984, they find out Nixon himself broke into Watergate. And he was actually the guy who did it. And Nixon, it doesn't matter. He's pardoned. It doesn't matter. It's like the scene in the movie where the jury finds... there's a great movie with Richard Gere and Edward Norton. Oh, what the hell's the name of that movie? You know, have you seen that one, Matt? You know the one I'm talking about? Where at the end... What's it?
No, I don't know what it is.
I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. Somebody in the Zeoli Army will help me out with this, but... Richard Gere plays a lawyer. He's representing Edward Norton, whose character seems like he's special, you know. And at the very end, it's a total spoiler alert, but at the very end of the movie, Richard Gere realizes that the whole thing's been an act. Edward Norton was playing an act. And he really did do it. But this is after the jury had found him not guilty. And Edward Norton looks at him and goes, well, good for you. Primal fear. Thank you. Primal fear. He claps. He goes, well, good for you. And Richard Gere stands there realizing he just got a guilty man off. But doesn't matter. been found not guilty, and there's no double jeopardy clause. The double jeopardy clause of the Constitution protects him from ever being held twice for the same crime or tried twice for the same crime. Now, he could be sued civilly, as we know, like in the case of O.J. Simpson, but the problem is that Richard Gere's lawyer could not go out there and say, my client just confessed to me, because he's barred by attorney-client privilege. So had new information come out for the character in that movie that he actually really did do it like O.J. did, or he writes a book called If I Did It and puts, or I Did It and puts the word if in really small letters. Yeah, you could sue civilly, but you still can't charge him again. You can't try him for that. And then, of course, there's always the question of, is there an overlapping federal crime you could get him on? But of course, you know, in my opinion, a strict reading of the double jeopardy clause of the Constitution prohibits that. I think it's been abused, something the Supreme Court will eventually deal with as well. But when it comes to presidents and pardons, that's it. It's over. It's done. You're good to go. So the point I'm making is that if Joe Biden decides to pardon Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden does not have to be found guilty of anything. He doesn't have to be found guilty of the gun charge. He doesn't have to be found guilty of a damn thing. Now, does it make it politically easier to pardon his son if he's found guilty? Of course it does, because a lot of people don't really understand the pardon power. And so it'd be confusing to them. They'd be like, well, why would you pardon your son? He was just found not guilty. So if the jury comes back in Wilmington, here, there's two ways this can go. If Joe Biden pardons his son, there's two ways this could go. One is the jury comes back and says not guilty. Months from now, as Biden fails more and more, his popularity goes down even lower, if that's possible. His health gets even worse. And the Democrats realize Trump is going to win in a landslide. The upcoming financial crimes case looming, where the October surprise looms, because whatever's on that laptop, like I said earlier, it's not because of what Weed Slut 420 had to say. It's about the financial stuff that ties the old man into it, the big guy. Joe Biden turns around and says, you know, even though my son was found not guilty in the last trial, the trauma this had on him as a former addict, I can't let him go through it again. They're only coming after him because his last name is Biden. This is on me. I got to think of my son. Got to protect him. So I'm offering him a full pardon. No, I'm not even offering him. I'm just giving him a pardon. He doesn't have to accept it. It's a free pardon for anything Hunter Biden may or may not have done against the United States of America. And then at that point, it's over. Over. And because of the statute of limitations, there's no other Bidens who could be charged here in this. So it's literally over. And Joe Biden can turn to the camera, just like President Ford did, and say, now, look, I know I'm toast, but got to be a dad here. Got to do what's right for my son. Got to do what's right for my son. The other option is a jury finds him guilty, in which case then it's very easy for Joe Biden to come out and say, this has been hell. He's found guilty. So I'm going to offer him a pardon. I'm going to give him a pardon because even though he did it, they never would have come after him if his name wasn't Biden. And then you find out in the small fine print that it's the pardon for everything he's done, not just the gun charge. And it becomes a big scandal and Biden's done either way. But that's something to keep in mind here. You don't need the Wilmington jury to find Hunter Biden guilty for Joe Biden to pardon him. I mean, Biden could theoretically swoop in right now before a verdict's reached and pardon him. In which case, then the jury's dismissed, immediately dismissed. And let's say right now Joe Biden pardoned Hunter Biden. And that pardon's delivered to the courthouse. That judge calls the jury in, reads the pardon, thanks the jury for their service, and the jury goes home. That's it. It's over. It's done. There's no appeal to the Supreme Court. There's no this is BS clause of the Constitution. There's no. Now, Congress may be very upset by that, and Congress may add on to the impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden. But you think Chuck Schumer is going to let that go forward in the Senate? No. So we're watching as all this plays out. Incidentally, from the Ford Library, the public's reaction to the pardon was quickly proved that the pardon had not settled matters as President Ford had intended. The most immediate consequence was the resignation of White House Press Secretary Gerald Terhost shortly before the announcement was made. president had told him of the decision only the day before, and he felt he could not support it. The White House received thousands of letters, telegrams, and messages in the days following the pardon announcement. Telegrams, imagine that. Reactions range from outrage to support. Continued the Watergate cover-up by preventing the possible indictment of the former president. That could have provided answers to lingering questions. You see what I'm saying here in terms of the language? The possible indictment. He was never indicted. Richard Nixon was never indicted. He was probably going to be, but you can't indict somebody after they've been pardoned. And I know this sounds crazy because you're saying, well, wait a minute, he wasn't indicted, so how can you pardon him? It's because the Constitution's very clear. Now, somebody could have sued. I guess, I mean, you could have had a challenge to that. And I guess, theoretically, the United States Supreme Court could have struck that pardon down as saying that it's beyond the scope of Article 2. But think of the Roberts Court, for example. Think of the Roberts Court right now in this day and age. Do you think John Roberts wants to touch that with a 10-foot pole and have the judiciary say that the president's pardon power has to be limited? I doubt it. Not this court. Over time, people began to reconsider President Ford's action. He received particularly special recognition when Caroline Kennedy and Senator Ted Kennedy presented him with the John F. Kennedy Foundation's Profiles in Courage Award on March 21st, 2001. The award is given annually to an elected official who has withstood strong opposition to follow what he or she believes is the right course of action. Ford was defeated in the 1976 election and said, quote, "I was one of those who spoke out against his action then." That's what Kennedy said. But time is a way of clarifying past events, and now we see that President Ford was right. His courage and dedication to our country made it possible for us to begin the process of healing and put the tragedy of Watergate behind us. He eminently deserves this award, and we are proud of his achievement. So the script's already written for Joe Biden to get the Profiles in Courage Award for giving up his reelection chances to save his son from a political witch hunt against him only because his last name is Biden. I mean, the script is written perfectly for this. If they want Biden out of the race, they know what's there. They know what's in the, they know what's coming in the financial crimes case. Remember, the best way to know that I'm onto something here, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the best way to know that I'm onto something is the fact that when the laptop story broke, 51 former national security scumbags like James Clapper, for example, who should be in prison, signed on to that letter saying it's Russian disinformation. He's since been asked, now that that laptop has been entered as the government's primary evidence against Hunter Biden, does he regret signing on to that letter? He gave a one-word answer: no. No, none of them do. Because it was always about protecting candidate Joe Biden from his decades of corruption and selling out the office of the vice presidency to enrich his family members. See, had that come out in October of 2020, when they were pretending like Joe Biden was this kind old man hiding in the basement, keeping you safe from COVID and mean tweets, but turned out he was just a guy who was just enriching himself all these years, it wouldn't have gone over so well. But if the guy in the basement protecting you from COVID and mean tweets happened to have had a kid who was a drug addict and had turned his life around, that wouldn't have changed anything. So it was never about the drug crimes. It was never about the gun charge. It was never about any of that. It was always about the other stuff. And the other stuff is what comes out in September. And if they want Biden out of this race, they know what it is. They have it. We don't, but they do. The people that actually run this place, they have it all. You know what I mean? In probably a handy Excel spreadsheet. And they can just hand it to them. Say, here's the deal, Pops. You either pardon your kid, get out. We'll give you the Profiles in Courage Award for putting your family first. It's a political witch hunt, blah, 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 blah. He was found guilty in the gun charge, and so justice was served, but you can't put him through it again and get the hell out of this race, or all this is going to come out and you're going to lose anyway. And worse, this is all going to come out. You're going to lose anyway. Your son's going to go to prison for the rest of his life and your legacy is going to be destroyed. If they want Biden out, if the powers that run this place actually want him out, the people in charge, That's how they'll do it. Again, I can't predict fully that they'll do it. My ability to see the future is not that good, but that's how they'll do it if they want him out. And do they want him out? I mean, at this point, put yourself in their shoes for a second. Would you ever want to be in a situation where you got to roll the dice on this idiot who may or may not have pooped his pants on D-Day? And again, I don't know. Those are the rumors. I don't know for a fact. I was not there. And thank God I did not have to smell the Depends or be near the Depends. And I certainly don't want to demean the office of the presidency by suggesting he pooped himself on the world stage, like I literally just did. But do you want to be rolling the dice on that guy with a 37% approval rating going into a general election where you're losing in every single swing state and you're about to have a financial crimes case start where you could theoretically have all roads lead back to that guy who's your candidate, who's already losing and has already lost it? You want to roll that dice? Considering that if you lose, the guy who wins is Donald Trump and is going to go in there and take a sledgehammer to the deep state that you are trying to protect and of which you are part of. As they say in Vegas, I don't like those odds. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So the Grand Hotel of Cape May knows the economy right now is challenging for many people. So here's what you got to do. You got to get that summer vacation. Please, please, please don't give up your summer vacation. Summer vacations are great. The kids love them. You make memories. They last forever. I think back to my summer vacations at the Jersey Shore, some of the best moments of my life. But with the economy being tough right now, some people want to forego their vacation, but the Grand Hotel is making it easy for you to have that important family vacation and make those memories. So when you book a June midweek stay with the Grand Hotel of Cape May, you're going to get money to use on property how you like to use it. They're going to give you what's known as resort credits. Stay 3 nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. 5 nights get you $70 a night. Stay 7 nights, you're going to get $80 a night in resort credit. That's $560 in resort credits for you to use for food and beverage purchases in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, or the gift shop where you can get whale passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. And because kids are not as picky, all the rooms, the suites, the townhomes have kitchenettes and they have refrigerators. So you can make the kids a PB&J sandwich, you can keep your drinks cold, and still use the resort credits to enjoy the really good stuff. So everybody wins. So it's the best of both worlds. You have a huge outdoor heated pool, a huge indoor heated pool, arcade room for the kids. If the weather's bad on the beach, the kids are entertained and happy. There's always stuff going on at the Grand Hotel, too. They have balloon artists and magicians coming. There's always something fun happening. But unlike a shore house, like if you were to rent a shore house, you don't have to worry about the sheets and the towels. They'll make your bed up for you, so you get the resort amenities plus the conveniences of a house. It's great. Just make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com or call them at 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. Summer memories last forever. Summer vacations are priceless. But the Grand Hotel helps you save and makes it so convenient and gives you the best of both worlds, renting a shore house with the amenities of a resort and saving money and getting money back at the same time. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, so here's the question. Is this a fugazi or is this real? So I saw this going around social media last night, and somebody sent it to me, and I opened it up, and then the question is it real or a fugazi? Our buddy Johnny Cook thinks it's a fugazi. So first of all, I'm going to play the clip for you, and the question is this real? And this person is just out of his mind, just that... twisted and wicked, or is this a con? Is this just trying to show how crazy the left really is? So fugazi or not fugazi, this is something. And again, my Scioli fugazi radar was off last night because I was half a bottle of homemade wine in when I saw this for the first time. So this person is claiming to be the first trans, wants to be the first trans woman to have an abortion. Libs of TikTok posted it. We'll find out, fugazi or not fugazi, cut 20.
The first trans woman to have a successful uterus transplant, ovaries and eggs included, and I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion. I will let a doctor who has successfully transplanted a uterine complex before cut the organs out of a willing, healthy, transmasculine donor, place them in my body. I will devote myself, heart and soul, to their aftercare. I will have as much gay sex as it takes with as many trans women as it takes, and let the transphobes and homophobes scratch their heads wondering what to make of it. And I want to be the first trans woman to have an abortion.
Okay. Real or fugazi? What do you think? I'm having a tough time getting a read on this because people are that freaking crazy in today's day and age. But I could also see somebody setting this up to prove how, to try to say how crazy people are. But I could also see somebody wanting to do this. I don't know. I gotta admit, my Scioli fugazi sense is off on this.
Yeah, this one is tough because
this is a tough one.
If you just look at the person, they look crazy enough to want to do this. However, I kind of think it's not real. It's too over the top.
Too over the top.
Yeah, it's like almost too perfect.
It's like too perfect, too crazy, too much, right? Too much. It's too complicated and way too much work involved. And like, how evil can you really be? Like, your goal is to do all these things just to basically kill a... Like, I mean, it's so premeditated, you got to say, it's too twisted. It's too sick. It can't be real. It's got to be a con. At the same time, however, people are that friggin' crazy. So I got to be honest, my it's like when Spidey loses his Spidey sense.
This one is tough. I feel like I can usually sniff these out when they're fake. This one, I agree with you. I am having trouble with it, but I can't imagine this is real.
All right, should we post it to our X page and ask people, just do a quick poll, real or Fugazi?
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, let's let the Zioli army decide. Is it real or is it a Fugazi? I wonder why I can't see it. It's like, it's probably when Superman... Remember in Superman the movie when Lex Luthor hides the kryptonite in the vault, the lead vault, because Superman can't see through lead?
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. Something about this, I can't see through it. It's causing my Fugazi sense to be clouded. Because usually I could see the Krypton a mile away. You know what I mean? But
I do think it's getting more difficult to figure out which ones are fake and which ones are genuine, because all the weirdos seem to be like front and center at this point.
Yeah. And Libs and TikTok is usually pretty good at rooting this stuff out, isn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine so. That's why the account's so popular. It's not because she's posting fake nonsense. It's because she can find the genuine lunatics and bring them to light.
Let's see if Ted in Swarthmore has an opinion. Ted, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you just heard it. What do you think?
Oh, Rich, you could put me on the spot, bud. I'll help you out. Fugazi out and out, right? Because I actually think I heard George Michael playing Wham in the background of that, if you play it backwards.
By the way, what's the bigger Fugazi? That video or Matt DeSantis saying Wham is a good band?
I didn't say that. I said it was a catchy song.
I think you want to play it backwards. You can hear...
Oh, Ted, where'd you go? He hung up. He must have got disconnected. Did you hang up on him, DeSantis, because you didn't like what he had to say about Wham?
No, I love Ted. He's one of my favorite callers. I would never hang up on him.
Ted, call back.
Yeah, Ted, call back. We'll get you back on.
I think Ted's right. I think it's a Fugazi. I think Johnny Cook might be right, too. Well, we'll post it on X, and then you can vote, Fugazi or not Fugazi. The one thing that everybody 100% agrees on is that you thinking that Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go is a good song means you have to give up your man card. That is the poll right now is at 100%.
There does seem to be a lot of unity online that Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, not a good song. I thought I was bestowing a treat upon the Zioli army, and evidently they didn't like the gift.
Well, Fred's sister-in-law says it's the only good Wham song. The Greater Chris says, am I the only one that gets confused when I hear trans woman or trans man, like I was asked to solve a quadratic equation in my head? I always feel like I'm watching, it's like Aqua Person. They're going to make Aquaman today. This should be Aqua Person, right? I don't want Justin Trudeau to freak out on us. These are strange times. We're really living in strange, strange times. And an artificial intelligence cartoon may interview you for your next job. I'll do that in a second. But Mike has a thought on the video. Mike, is it Fugazi or is it real?
Oh, no, it's real.
You think so?
And he needs the abortion because the pregnancy won't be successful, but they could say a man got pregnant and, you know, had an abortion. So it's going to cover everything, you know, their fake theories that they come up with, like climate change. That's going to be another unprovable one. But it's real.
All right, so you said we got one Fugazi, one real. All right, Mike, thank you. But we'll be able to get the answer to this. I really would like us to know, for real. So
I hear you. A bit stumped you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it.
Here's a question I have, too. Is Gavin Newsom AI? Do you think Gavin Newsom is AI?
I don't think so.
What about Taylor Swift? Artificial intelligence?
No. Where are you going with this? I'm very confused.
Ted's back. Ted, go ahead, pal.
Hey, Rich. No, so I don't know. I think Matt hit the button. I really think he did.
I didn't hit the button.
I do, too. Now, you were calling him out for Wham and Go-Go, and he just dumped you.
Yeah, I called him out before on about being at Harvard and all, and I think it's adding up. I think
you know,
he's
when he flies first class, he gets to listen to all the Wham he wants. They give him.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, let's go to other phones now. Kirk, what's happening? Who's this?
This is Mark from Philadelphia.
Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey, got a question. It's definitely real. And I just want to ask Matt. Matt, was that a pun you just said a few minutes ago where he said you could sniff it out to see if it's real or not?
Ew, no.
So love you guys. Bye.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate it.
That's disgusting.
My buddy Frank, I'll just say Frank. I won't say his last name. The volleyball scene in Top Gun is more masculine than Wham's Jitterbug. Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you. I might be having a phone issue here, but all right. So one more time. So the question now, it'll be posted to X. Is that video real or fugazi? Two options. There's no third option. It's either real or it's a fugazi. And I want you to vote on that. Here is an artificial intelligence cartoon. It's a demo video. Alex is an AI interviewer developed by Micro One. This is a U.S. company. Describes itself as an AI recruitment engine for engineers. The tech provides an enjoyable, gamified, and less biased interview process. The company's founder, Ali Ansari, says that companies are using Micro One to screen as many as 30,000 candidates a month. So your next interview may be done by an AI cartoon. Cut 19.
I have some context on your background based on your LinkedIn. Can you tell me a bit about your experience at WDB at Berkeley?
Yeah, at WDB at Berkeley, I developed two full-stack web applications with my peers at Berkeley, and we mainly worked on React and Node.js as the tech stacks.
Nice. Can you explain to me what props are in React?
That's creepy. It's creepy. It sounds creepy. But that's the way of the future here. And he's maybe not the hero we deserve, but he's the hero that we need right now. And that's Flavor Flav. Because Flavor Flav is trying to save Red Lobster. And I agree. And he may not be the hero we need, but he's the one he may not be the hero we deserve, but he's the one we need right now. Cut 18.
Nah, we ain't letting Red Lobster close. I'm going to try to help save him. I'm going to try to help use my popularity and my notoriety to help save Red Lobster. We got to save the lobster, G. We got to save the lobster. And I was dead serious when I took that picture, Dana. I was not joking. As you can see, I had a sea of plates on the table. I could have got on the diving board and just did a 2.5 into the sea of plates. Since 1987, I've been taking my whole family to Red Lobsters, and Red Lobsters has always been one of my favorite spots to go to. You know what I'm saying? So when I heard that they were trying to shut down the doors and some of the stores, I said, you know what? We can't let this rock. We can't let this rock like that. Yo, the cheese biscuits are amazing. The shrimp scampi, amazing.
I agree with him on the cheese biscuits because you lost me at the scampi, though. Just saying. I'm just saying.
He ordered everything on the menu in order to save the restaurant from bankruptcy.
Well, he's Flavor Flav. He's got the money.
He's the man. I hope he's successful because we don't need to see Red Lobster disappear. Those biscuits are too good.
No, we don't want to see anyone lose their job. And by the way, for people that work in the service industry, service jobs are very important. Oh, and speaking of which, over the weekend, future President Donald Trump had a campaign rally in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he announced one of the things he will do if he's elected president of the United States of America. Now, I'm just going to preface this by saying, I've told you, Trump is all about the working men and women of this country. Times have shifted. The Democrat Party is the party of crazy people, crazy students, and crazy people in the faculty lounge. Coastal elites, people who sip Chablis on the Main Line and the Hamptons. Trump's about the working people, the working men and women. You know, I was with a lot of cops over the weekend, and they were all going on about Trump. They love him. They love him. He gets it. So this is a really smart political play, I think. Here's cut number six.
This is the first time I've said this, and for those hotel workers and people that get tips, you're going to be very happy. Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips. We're not going to do it, and we're going to do that right away, first thing in office, because it's been a point of contention for years and years and years, and you do a great job of service, you take care of people, and I think it's going to be something that really is deserved. More importantly, I'm popular or unpopular. I do some unpopular things, too, if it's right for the country. I do what's right. But so those people that have jobs in restaurants, whatever the job may be, a tipping job, we're not going after for taxes anymore. This will be ended. And I announced that for the first time. First time I've brought it up. First time anyone's brought it up. I think it's never been brought up before. And I also think it's very appropriate.
Well, I tell you what, it's going to help him a lot. And the other thing, too, is that if you look at it from a political perspective, California, for example, put in a $25 an hour minimum wage, which is causing restaurants to close before our eyes. Close before our eyes. So it'll be an interesting thought to see how this will go over politically by the former and future president of the United States, Donald Trump. Speaking of restaurants, a Rhode Island chef who went viral back in 2020 in the DNC appearance, his name is Chef John Borderi of Iggy's Boardwalk Bar in Rhode Island. So he was all in on Biden back in 2020, and he's changed. He's back with Trump now. He's with Trump, and he's talked about the reasons why and how difficult it has been having a business in this economy under this idiot president. Cut 12.
He's a businessman, and I think we need a businessman that can run the United States like a business and to help the people who live here, creating jobs, keeping lower prices, and seeing the whole bottom line work out for everybody. It's just, I don't know. I just always believe business is business. The politicians, I don't want to diss them or anything, but, you know, you always hear they're going to make up stories and they're going to help you and they're going to do this, they're going to do that for you. I think Donald Trump did an awful lot while he was in office the 4 years that he was here.
Yeah, and he was
the first time around.
Yeah, he was just at a rally in Nevada, and he said all you have to do is look at how you were 4 years ago and reflect it to where you are right now.
Well, good for him. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let me grab a quick call here before I go to break. AJ, what's up?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you, Fugazi is a great word. I just wanted to tell you what I found, what it means. It's a Corsican word. It actually means fugues, which are musical compositions. But the other thing I want to say.
No, Fugazi means fake. I know what a Fugazi is. It means fake. It's fake.
Yeah. But one of the other translations is that it's a Corsican word. I just wanted to tell you that.
Okay, it's a Donnie Brasco word. It's fake. It's a Fugazi. It's a fake.
Yes. It is a fake. The other thing I wanted to tell you is the one person responsible for putting Joe in the position that he is now is Jill Biden.
That's Dr. Jill Biden.
Nobody knows him any better than she does.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing him a great disservice by putting him in this position. She's only in it for herself.
Well, I agree with you, but it's Dr. Jill Biden. You have to say that by law. Don't forget that.
Excuse me.
It's all right. Just don't want to get you in trouble. All right. Thank you for the call, my friend. I appreciate it. You are not a Fugazi, AJ. It's a good call. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. All right, listen. I got a lot more to get to. I got a lot to tell you about, but I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing, because just on Friday, Matt Kelly, the owner of the company, came by with Catherine, his design specialist, and she is amazing. Fantastic. We looked at our master bathroom and went through all these great ideas for how we can transform that bathroom in as little as 3 days' time. If your bathroom needs updating, reach out to the team at Emmons. The design experts like Catherine will do a great job figuring out a bathroom that you want, that's your sanctuary. It's going to improve the value of your home. That's going to add beauty to your home and modernize that bathroom all at the same time. And Emin serves our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Emin, Jersey Shore, and they're great people. They renovated the bathroom in our old house. Did a great job. And Emmons can design and remodel that bathroom for you in 3 days' time with little to no disruption. It's fantastic. Just go to callemmons.com, callemmons.com, and have the Emmons design team over to your house for a free estimate. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Remember, there's an old saying, bathrooms and kitchens sell homes. We've used Emmons to remodel both. And they've done a fantastic job. But in our new house now, the master bathroom definitely needs to be updated and modernized. So I'm using Emmons, and you should do the same. Call Emmons.com or 856-885-6677.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
The trial of Hunter Biden. Will the jury find him guilty? And whether or not they do or not, will Joe Biden give his son a pardon? As I went through and explained earlier in the show, you don't need to be found guilty to get a pardon. And this case is not what they're worried about. They're worried about the financial crimes. That case is coming up in September. So we'll talk to our buddy David Gelman about that and the latest with the Trump trial at 5 o'clock on the show today. We have a lot to get to. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in on everything we are discussing. But I want to mention, though, you know, this idea of the economy and service jobs and people dealing with all these things. And you've got companies leaving Delaware for Nevada. Delaware, which used to be a haven for businesses. Wall Street Journal had this story. I'll talk to EJ and Tony about this a little bit later, but companies are actually leaving the state of Delaware for Nevada. It turns out it's a far less hospitable place to be incorporated than it used to be. And not surprising when you think about what a Democrat cesspool the state has become politically. It's a great state with great people, but it's become a Democrat cesspool. So a lot of companies now have said, well, we're going to Nevada. Said in recent years, there's been an increased risk of opportunistic litigation for Delaware public companies. It makes the state a less attractive place of incorporation. And now they're shifting to Nevada to save money. And it would actually save them quite a bit of money. One company wrote the following and said, because that makes the state a less attractive place of incorporation, shifting to Nevada might allow it to reduce litigation risk and insurance costs. On top of that, it would pay only $700 annually in filing fees, while Delaware charges it $255,000. Oof, it's a lot of money. So everybody's trying to find ways now that they could save money and cut back. Everybody. And as I look at all of the problems that are going on for Joe Biden right now, I think about everything that we're dealing with regards to the service industry, with restaurants, with grocery prices. And I think that you can try to spin things over and over again. But when you look at what people are paying, you can't convince them that they're happy. You can try, but you can't convince them that they're feeling good about things. It's not going to happen. Here's 27% of Americans skipping meals right now in Joe Biden's America. Cut 13.
Some Americans are skipping meals.
No. Hearing the music too, Matt. Sorry.
Jane King is live.
Here, just start that one over. Just start over. Go ahead.
Grocery.
And some Americans are skipping meals because food prices have gotten so high. Jane King is live at the NASDAQ with those stories. Jane, the high cost of food is forcing some people to go without.
That's right, Ron. In fact, 27% of Americans are skipping meals because of skyrocketing food costs. And then another 18% say they've considered applying for food stamps. Intuit Credit Karma found a fifth of respondents, about 21%, said they felt ashamed about their inability to afford groceries. And they also found many people are changing their food shopping habits. So many are shopping now at discount stores versus big name supermarkets. And about a quarter of respondents say they're just buying less healthy food good and paying for something more, maybe not quite as healthy because it's what they can afford.
Listen, you can try to spin it and tell people they're feeling good, but they're not feeling good. You can try. You can try. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. And that is the Big Story of the Day today, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Regardless of what happens with this trial, they need to get Joe Biden out of the race. They have to. Even James Carville, and I'll play this for you in the 5 o'clock hour, even James Carville is saying they should not have run him. Bill Maher saying the same thing. Everybody's saying this. In fact, there's a clip of Bill Maher talking about Jeff Bezos buying the Washington Post and why it is now that you've got people like him trying to buy media companies to try to control the narrative. I'll talk about that with you as well. Some explosive stuff. We've got a big 5 o'clock hour, 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead. Don't go away.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.